Hey everybody, you're listening to the Creative Journey Podcast. We're here to boost you up and inspire you to soar as you walk along your creative path. I'm your host, Arlie. You can stay up to date with everything Creative Journey by following me on my Facebook or Instagram accounts at Arlie Cox. Let's get going. Wow, you guys, has it ever been a long time? So I'm going to officially call this podcast number 40 because the last one I recorded last week was just a cheat. It was really an intro. So since we have come together, so much has changed in the world, obviously, within the last 7 months. And also at the same time, so much has not. One thing I know for sure is that we are on the road to somewhere much different than we were before, and I'm both scared and really excited about this new trajectory we are on. So the world has basically been lit on fire, and I think it's going to be lit on fire again coming up here in the next week with the US election and with COVID and with all this social injustice that is happening in the world with Indigenous treaty rights and Black Lives Matter. And sometimes it is a lot to handle, but it is all such good work and so worthwhile. So I am wondering how the creatives are feeling out there and if any of this has fired you up and made you more resilient and looking for the causes we can support, or has it kind of dulled your flame a little bit? How have you been feeling creatively? So I'm hearing from many of my friends that they've been diving in creatively really, really deep, or they've actually allowed themselves to take a little break. And I have to say, I've been on both sides of this too, and trying to find the balance in all of it can be pretty tricky. So one thing I know is that I'm glad to be back trying to make sense of things with you, and I'm glad you're here with me too. The next few podcasts, I want to roll around on some concepts within the art and creativity field, in vulnerability, of course, and understanding. But today I want to focus on practice, the idea of practice and perfection. Practice because we all witness it in our own lives at some point. Either we are really good at it or we struggle a little bit with it. And what I can ultimately guarantee is that with a little bit of practice put into anything, you will get better 100% of the time. I know I've said this before on other podcasts, but I just kind of want to reiterate this for us in case there's anybody out there who's just struggling with the fact that, like, man, I have this work that I want to do, I want to put out in the world, but I'm not going to be perfect at it. So we as humans are so predisposed to practice because we do it as soon as we're born. So we practice crying and we're practicing eating and walking and communicating with like nonverbal communication. And the more we do it, the better we get, of course, because we evolve and we change depending on our ability. Some of us evolve and change faster than others, but we all eventually evolve and change a little bit. And then comes the resistance. Welcome to the resistance. And the resistance is perfection. And it is the number one reason why we don't do anything in the first place or start. So if there's something you are interested in learning or doing, my suggestion would be to just begin. Just start doing it and try to level out your expectations around that thing. So if it's painting or pottery or jewelry or writing or poetry, it's best to just approach it with an open mindset and the ability to just start wherever you're at and not expect this level of grandeur right away or expect to be a professional immediately, because at some point in the learning, we are going to fail, and that's okay. I think failing is so important if you have the resiliency to try something and to fail, then get back up and try it again. You have overcome the first huge hurdle. Failing doesn't kill us. Failing allows us the space to be better the next time. And this year, man, have I failed. Okay, so I'm just going to let you in on some of the storyline that I've told myself over the last 7 months, be it true or be it untrue. I just want to like maybe give you some idea of where I stand, and then maybe you can take a step off of that for yourself. So this year, I launched my live album. I tried to launch it in March, and then COVID hit. And it felt like a fail to me because I was like amping up. I was walking towards this goal, and then COVID hit, and I just felt like it took the wind out of the sails of it a bit because we were on such unsteady ground and we didn't know which way to turn, and so many other things were being uncovered and coming up to the surface. I'm sure I wasn't alone in this camp of creators who tried something, but it definitely was put on hold, and I felt that that was a fail. I finally launched it in this October, like a couple weeks ago, so I held that energy for a really long time. I was still putting all the pieces together, trying to, you know, collect all the resources that I had to fund this project. So I finally got them all together, all my ducks were in a row, and I launched in October and decided that Thanksgiving weekend would be a great time to launch. And so I launched only to a very small percentage of what my expectations were. So I launched during a pandemic. I launched a live album during Thanksgiving weekend where everybody was with family and predisposed. And I felt I had failed again because I wasn't able to look at the bigger picture. Now, I know this sounds like I'm complaining and I'm whining. I am not. I'm actually just trying to like let you in on a very sort of private story that it feels like really scary and vulnerable to tell you, because at the end of the day, I know I didn't fail. It was just so many factors adding on to so many other factors. So again, so launching Thanksgiving weekend, launching a live album, which felt really vulnerable. And then the bigger picture, I wasn't looking at it. And the bigger picture is that there's never any guarantee that anything you do will be successful. And I am slowly allowing myself to come to terms with that as, in my own art. And as a creative, we should expect to eat large slices of humble pie now and again. And I felt like I really was having my fair share of humble pie. And it didn't taste really great. It didn't taste really great. And again, I feel like that is okay. And it's, I admitted to some very close friends, I had, you know, this high expectation. And then whenever I launch something, I kind of go into this deep, dark hole, because it's really scary to put yourself out there. And let me tell you, I've done it enough that I'm like, man, this is going to become old hat. And it never becomes old hat. Actually, you still deal with the feelings of worthiness and everything that comes along with doing big things. But is this going to stop me from creating? Is this like pretend fail that just happened? Is this going to stop me? And a couple of weeks ago, I felt like it might, to be honest. I was just like, you know, why am I creating? It brought me right back down to the roots of why I do what I do. And I was like, why am I creating? Why am I putting myself out there so much? And why? Cry. And then I realized that I just needed to check my expectations. They were way too high. So my expectations were way too high, and it was like I was running towards a brick wall at full tilt, and I just like slammed my body right directly and into the brick wall. And I got a bit like angry and upset, and mostly with myself. And that's normal too. That's a normal phase to any creative endeavor that feels big and huge that we're just like guided towards and running towards, and then it doesn't do the thing that we wanted it to do. And then we kind of feel really off kilter and off balance, and it's not a great feeling. But then, I took a big step back and I looked at it from all angles. I looked at the situation from all angles and was able to talk to some really close friends. And I realized that it wasn't a failure at all. It was actually quite a successful launch, considering all of the factors. There was a pandemic. I wasn't able to do a live show with people in front of my face, being with them in the same room. Selling online versus in person is insanity. And I still had so many loving people show up and love on me in all of the ways. So I think this was really good for me. I feel like after eating my humble pie, I was able to pick up the pieces of the experience and look at it from all the angles, like looking at something in a snow globe, even though it, you know, when you shake it up at first, it's really chaotic, but then you can kind of like turn it around and you can see all the different angles. And after all is said and done, I did feel really good. Then this generally happens that I have a fallout after leaving or releasing a big project. It's par for the course and it wasn't out of the ordinary. So also, if you're going to release anything or launch anything, just know that there's going to be some like feelings that follow it. It may not always all feel good, and that's okay. We can sit in that, and that's where a lot of the learning happens. And it may be totally different for you. You may launch something and not a big deal. You're just going to move forward and onward with it. Okay. So my next steps just included getting up and continuing. So I kind of let the pitiful party to the wayside. I had my moment, and my next step just simply included getting up and continuing to practice. And it's not easy, but it's also not difficult. So getting up, meaning I'm going to jump back into podcasting. That's something I can wrap my hands around. It. I've had enough experience in the last 7 months to be able to come back on and have a chat with you about, you know, our vulnerabilities and our weaknesses and our expectations. And it feels really good because I missed you and I missed exploring all the creative avenues with you. And I'm so glad to be back. And I'm happy you're back too. And you're going to journey with me and we're going to journey together. So today, to finish off, I was going to read to you one of my poems that I haven't read to you yet, and it's called Practice and Perfection. And this one is about exactly what I was talking about. It's about understanding the idea of practice and allowing perfection to kind of fall to the side. So here it is, Practice and Perfection. Practice and perfection. Not all practice makes perfection simply right away. It's an art of sticking to it almost every day, the habit of making things. The mind goes very deep. No matter if it's good or bad, the knowledge of it seeps way deep down into your brain, patterns that it makes, weaving in and out of things, broad spaces it takes to keep you moving toward your plan. The more mistakes, the better. The more you fail, the more you learn each time that you unfetter. And that's what practice is, you see. It's not about perfection. It's doing things so many times that it becomes reflection, a mirror image of you, my dear, and all your patient aims. When even if you don't succeed, you play to try again, and in your trying, you might see your diligence shine through, because your practice becomes perfection, because it came from you. Thank you. And there it is, practice and perfection. And it is perfect because it does come from you. It comes from all of us. And it is our God-given right to create. It's our God-given right to create. And we have full permission. And today, let's give each other full permission to jump into those spots that make us a little bit nervous and a little bit scared. And man, I will tell you, if any of you out there are a little nervous or a little scared to jump into anything new, just contact me and I will be your greatest cheerleader, because I have done it myself so many times and you just never know what you're gonna run into. So with that, I want to thank you for being here with me today, and I'm so happy to be back, and I can't wait to explore so much more with you, and I can't wait to talk to you soon.